This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. The assault against you, the citizenry, and the unalienable right to self-defense goes to new heights of the Democrats in control of the federal government. Because they got an event coming up. A fun event, too. Joe Biden and the White House announced an upcoming event to be held mid-September, designated as the United We Stand Summit, with a main topic of discussion being how to counter hate-fueled violence. And as we're going forward with this, in the background, that same Susan Rice, who weaponized government surveillance against the Trump campaign, spread in misinformation about Benghazi. She still has a government job and recently released a blog on the White House website. And in it, she referenced several mass shootings in the U.S. and detailed the plans for Biden to put forward a shared bipartisan vision of a more united America. And it's safe to assume the vision will include radical new proposed violations against law-abiding Americans. So in this context, let's reflect on the federal government's recent track record with appropriate weapons management. The federal government has lost and misfired nuclear weapons, and as of last year, the U.S. military was still missing bombs. According to an article written last year in the National Interest, the 1996 John Woo film Broken Arrow features quite a memorable line uttered by a character actor, Frank Wally. I don't know what's scarier, losing nuclear weapons, or that it happens so often there's actually a term for it. The author of the piece also states, between 1950 and 1980, there have been 32 documented nuclear weapon accidents that involved the unexpected accidental launching, firing, detonating, theft, or loss of the weapon. To date, 6 U.S. nuclear weapons have been lost and, shockingly, never recovered. And if there's 32 documented cases, in all likelihood, the number is actually quite higher. We all know how dishonest the government is and how much they hate accountability. Now, in current news, we saw that the billions of American dollars sent to provide military arms to Ukraine. Our government has no idea where the money or weapons are actually going. And wait until you see why. Until you know why. From a recent piece on Substack, where do all the weapons and aid end up exactly? Nobody knows. Not even the Inspector General, who's supposed to be America's watchdog on this effort. A Pentagon official, Inspector General Sean O'Donnell, is quoted as saying the Ukrainian officials do their accounting of American equipment and aid with hand receipts. It's all paper. He added that he doesn't think they have much fidelity as to where the arms end up. So a literal government employee who's supposed to oversee the integrity of unconstitutional aide is accepting paper receipts and acknowledging that he doesn't have any solid idea of where it's all really going. And yet, they want to control your guns. Also, how could we forget the weapons that Biden left to the Taliban? Rearming the terrorist force that we spent 20 years trying to disarm and defeat. And then there's this headline that ran last year. IRS agents accidentally discharge guns more often than they intentionally fired them. An audit found that armed federal agents negligently fired their weapons more times than they responsibly fired them, and that some special agents did not meet all the firearms training or qualification requirements. So to put it simply, the government hands guns to their incompetently trained agents, who in turn flagrantly violate proper firearm safety rules. And in the interim, you're the ones that can't be trusted. Now, shifting a little bit, it's sort of unfortunate that the weekend at Bernie's administration running the country today is not limited to a mere weekend. They're not wasting time in the current four-year administration in case it turns out to be an only one-term opportunity. The lesson learned in 2016 was not to depend upon a voting citizenry in national elections to advance a climate agenda. And the media and the nation, unaware of Orwellian consequences, will facilitate that end. The 2008 and 2012 elections gave politicians control over a massive governmental health economic resource, but they failed to gain control of a cap-and-trade resource. And had they won that, it would have dwarfed the ACA for political revenue. But you can rest assured, cap-and-trade has not disappeared. It has returned not with the same name nor even the same method of implementing it, but the ideology has been enhanced and is in the process of implementation. 2010, cap and trade needed congressional approval, and with the Chicago Climate Exchange having already been established and waiting in the wings, established by Barack Obama and his cohorts, that all of that would have been implemented swiftly. But that effort failed, and the Chicago Climate Change was dissolved. But with the ACA passed in 2010, the IRS was given economic powers to facilitate that revenue collection resource. The number of IRS agents multiplied following the passage of the ACA. And the nation's been speculating upon how the more recent exponential growth of the IRS, but much of that speculation is naive. It is the implementation of a climate agenda that failed in 2010. Cap and trade failed because it allowed the climate agenda too much exposure. Taking us into a worldwide climate web required another decade of hushed conspiracy. And it ceases to be a conspiracy theory when it becomes reality. And it was naive to think that the Chicago Climate Exchange would be the Gores and the Clintons and the Obamas and all their associates brokering the air over third world countries so that industrialized nations could stay in business. That may be what they had in mind, but technology gives them so much more control today. Linking world digital currency control to the number of miles an individual is allowed to drive in a year. That's small potatoes compared to the future of government control over everyday life. The digital monetary system, which they want, implements the disappearance of our current monetary system. Every purchase will be digital, and with that technology, maximum allowances will then be dictated. So how many ounces of beef would you be allowed to purchase in a given time frame? And if you exceed that, would you be allowed to purchase a vegan's beef allowance? Cap and trade, is, by any other name, is just as odorous as well. Perhaps it is due to an apathetic citizenry, the leftist politicians in power, that allows them to move a socialist agenda forward. The only problem with that is that when their adversaries are in those positions of power from our public support, they embrace the status quo rather than exposing their corrupt predecessors and holding them accountable. That all has to change. Starting this January, that all has to change. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Plus, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. Very shortly, we'll be doing the bill-proof part two project, I think. Still waiting on that. I hail from South Carolina, and our senior senator is Lindsey Graham, and I apologize. So, having said that, every time Lindsey tries to work his way back to the conservative fold, he blurts out something in a way that hurts not just Graham, but all the Republicans. Lindsey Graham, in his own particular little way, has basically become the Republican Joe Biden, as far as sticking his own foot in his mouth. And the Biden sound-alike contest winner has just got it done again. Given his frequent attacks of Bidenitis, it shouldn't be surprising that Graham blew the roof off of the January 6th issue by publicly claiming that Republicans are ready to take street action if President Trump is indicted. He said on Fox News, there will be riots in the streets. He said that when he was on Trey Gowdy's TV show. Trey has gone from being a committee chairman now to a TV presenter, where he also doesn't have to do anything. For 18 months, Republicans have been trying to persuade America of one simple fact regarding the January 6, 2021 storming, if you want to call it that, of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Riots are for the progressive left, not for the more reasonable, law-abiding Republicans. We may have been making some progress in turning Americans' attitudes around about January 6th. It's hard to tell because the polls are so often left-leaning that results are questionable, to say the least. Still, Republicans have a track record of respectful legal constitutional advocacy for solid conservative positions with regard to government. Thanks to Lindsey, that lid may be off now, and he just legitimized the antithetical idea that Republicans do take to the streets with violence and hatred. Except he doesn't cite an instance of when that happened. Remember the Tea Party, and especially the Tea Party Express? Hundreds of thousands of conservatives from across the country staged peaceful protests that broke no laws. There were no arrests, and the Tea Partiers left no public mess. They literally cleaned up after themselves. More important, they took reasonable, logical positions on potentially divisive issues known to the larger public and do without arrest, violence, or property destruction, let alone human injuries or deaths. And even despite the leftist media's desire to avoid reporting anything positive about the Tea Party, the word got out that Republicans and conservatives respected the spirit of the laws and the Constitution. And all of that now can be consigned, to the dustbin of history, thanks to the senior senator from South Carolina. This is what he said, and, just remember where it's coming from. Most Republicans, including me, believe when it comes to Trump, there is no law. It's all about getting him. There's a double standard when it comes to Trump. What happened with Hunter Biden is that the FBI weighed in on to make sure the story didn't break before the 2020 election. We now have whistleblowers at the FBI telling Senator Chuck Grassley that they were told to slow down and back off Hunter Biden. And I'll say this, if there is a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information after the Clinton debacle, there will be riots in the street. How did that go from talking about Hunter Biden and the way they did that to this? Where'd that come from? From the FBI and Hunter Biden to riots in the street. Who knew? And Graham unwittingly offers a blazing inducement for the progressive leftist state attorneys general to step up to the plate and indict Trump before the midterms, confident that this would incite conservative riots in the street, riots that will hand the House and the Senate back to the Democrats. With Graham's statement, whether it's a threat or a promise isn't clear. No Republican can expect a fair hearing on January 6th when we say that ain't us. Because our own senior senator's leader says, in effect, hell yeah, that is us. And it's going to take time, space, and patience to get past this, but Graham has made this odd event into legitimate news for the 2022 midterm elections and the 2024 presidential election. And thanks, Lindsay. It's nice to know that we can count on you to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But if the Republicans lose the House and the Senate in November, we'll at least know who to thank. Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, make no mistake, I know, as you know, that we will do, violence is going to be the last thing. Just as I also know that the biggest problem with that is that the left is trying to do everything they can to us to leave us no choice but to go that way. They don't know exactly what they're doing. They know not what they do. Now, Graham, on the other hand, Graham was... He seems like he's getting sort of hysterical to me. I would love to interview him. The problem with Lindsey is that Lindsey comes on with any interview, and I don't know if you've ever seen him interviewed, but he'll come on with any interview, and if it's going to be somewhat contentious, he just gets into the repeating pattern, where he has one statement and he just repeats that to every question. Lindsey, that's a nice shirt you have on. Where did you get that? Today we're here to talk about blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay. Well, having said that, what do you think about this? Today, we're here to talk about blah, blah, you know. This is not media savvy. This is media deflection. And Lindsey's as good as anybody at it. You know, he's a... So, it's surprising to me the fact that apparently Lindsey Graham is not aware of what the Republican base is made up of. Actually, it doesn't surprise me because Washington D.C. is his primary home now. He doesn't go. He very rarely goes back to Seneca or wherever it is he's from in South Carolina. He very rarely goes there. I don't hear of him often going there. So, no surprise there about Lindsey not knowing what he's talking about. Happens often. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting increased funding for law enforcement.
My crime plan to help communities recruit, hire, and train nationwide more than 100,000 additional officers, accountable officers, for community policing.
Speaking in Pennsylvania for the first of three times this week, Biden going against some in his party who are looking to defund the police. Jackson, Mississippi's mayor says his city is constantly under a state of emergency, even before its water crisis.
I have said on multiple occasions that it's not a matter of if our system would fail, but a matter of when our system would fail.
Chokwe Lumumba saying he's grateful for the support from the state's much-needed resources. USA Radio News. An investigation continues into a disturbing story from California.
A dementia-stricken woman died after a California senior citizen's home she lived in served her dishwashing liquid instead of juice. The Atria Park Senior Living Facility in San Mateo, California, just south of San Francisco, rushed Gertrude Maxwell to the hospital after she drank the caustic liquid. The employees involved have been suspended as the investigation continues. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance.
Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson is out of the hospital. Robinson was released Monday, one day after he was shot twice in an armed robbery attempt. A source says Robinson will meet with the team's doctors on Tuesday to go over his rehabilitation. Washington is optimistic about Robinson's chances of playing this season, but Coach Ron Rivera said Monday the team is uncertain about when the rookie might be able to return. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. At the Arctic right now, there's a problem. There's a problem. A problem with ice coverage for July and August remaining above the 10-year average of 2010-20. The extent of summer sea ice in the Arctic has surprised experts who once predicted that such levels would be impossible due to global climate change. This stands in stark contrast to the dominant climate narrative that predicts the dwindling of summer ice in the Arctic. Some politicians have even claimed that parts of the Arctic would be ice-free by now. With the seasonal Arctic melt technically over, it is fair to conclude that the extent of ice in the summer of 2022 has been greater than the 10-year average. Well, most days in July and August, sea ice levels were above the 10-year average and significantly more than in previous few years. There's graphs out there, and you can look at it and see how much better it is compared with the 10-year average and the levels of the previous few years. And 2012, when the ice had reached its lowest of that period tracked, you can see how much it's rebounded. According to the Danish Meteorological Institute, the extent of Arctic sea ice was much greater than the last 5 years, which they show in a graph as well. But summer temperatures in the Arctic remained at levels similar to the 44-year average of 1958-2002, with no marked increase in warming. In the graph, temperatures shown in the Kelvin scale, the horizontal blue line is freezing at 0 degrees Celsius and 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, here's the big question for you. And let me explain something to you. I look at some people, and there's some people out there that really believe that there's certain things we need to do, like single-use plastic, for example. And I have no problem using something that can be recycled, like aluminum. Aluminum can be recycled. Glass can be recycled. I think plastic can be recycled. But, you know, some of these people get out there and they're, interestingly enough, they'll complain about it because they're on a plane while they're doing it. And in some cases, you actually have to get on a plane because you can't drive across the ocean. So you do have to get on a plane from time to time. And they'll complain about the single-use plastic that's wrapped in plastic that has a plastic lid. Okay, I get it. But the idea that we are causing temperature change, that we, our activities are causing temperature change, is so fraught with issues for me. But here's the big question. Why were internationally acclaimed climate scientists unable to predict this marked increase in the extent of summer sea ice? We're being told, and we just spent a whole bunch of money, we just codified it into law, that we have to avert a climate catastrophe. But were they unable to predict this because their overall approach is biased towards supporting the theory that carbon dioxide is warming the planet to dangerous levels? Or is it because their models are incapable of predicting future temperatures? And the answer to these and other questions have to come from the doomsayers themselves. They need to explain why Arctic summer temperatures have not been at all different from the 44-year average and why summer sea ice is above decadal averages. And acknowledging that we have yet to understand this complex climate system would undermine the credibility of these scientists and political institutions advancing destructive energy policies to address a fantasy of climate catastrophe. This is political science being played upon you right now. Not science, not climate science, not physical science, political science. The melting of Arctic ice has been used as a major data point in the justification of restrictive energy policy adopted by many countries. And it is ironic and infuriating that millions across the world are suffering from high energy prices and blackouts at the same time that, despite all the stuff that we've done, the Arctic sea ice has been at its greatest extent in 5 years. Europe is facing rapidly rising electricity prices and a natural gas shortage. Citizens here are experiencing high energy prices as their access to cheap fossil fuels is restricted by the government's infatuation with solar and wind. You know, we could start cultivating nuclear right now. Nuclear power would handle it right now. But no, China is scampering to reduce blackouts, and all this could have been avoided if political leaders had not promoted a false climate emergency. But this is to control you. This is to control you. It makes no sense to force people to live in darkness in the name of climate policy when the policymakers themselves have so little understanding of the planet's mechanisms of warming and cooling. And acknowledge the infancy of climate science and liberate people from energy tyranny, that would be a positive step to take. Now, you know, I read a story the other day where Harrison Ford, you know, Indiana Jones and the Blade Runner, Han Solo, he is a big climate alarmist. And yet, he jets around so much in his private jet. He's a pilot, right? He flies everywhere he needs to go. And his carbon footprint is bigger than some towns. And listen, you know, when you're going from Jackson's Hole, Wyoming, to Hollywood, California, I doubt that's to go speak at a climate conference, Harrison. I mean, I like your movies. I like the way you act. I mean, the everyman thing is cool. But, hey, the reality is that you're just as flawed as anybody out there, isn't it, Harrison? You have fallen for a con game that, like I said, is, you know, it's based upon political science. It's based upon this need to control, which is a leftist thing. It's a leftist thing. And, you know, while I'm at it, this is the reason why you got to vote for Republicans. I know some of the Republicans, like my senior senator from South Carolina, he is damaged. I'll be nice. Or he's a rhino or whatever you want to call him. He needs to be turned out. He needs to be put away so he too can get a TV show on Fox News. Him and Trey Gowdy, they can have a show together. That I get. I understand it. Like it. But in the interim, for all these out there that are playing this game, there are some true believers out there without a doubt. And there's some that understand exactly what the grift is. Air is a mobile commodity, and getting out there and looking at a square of air and saying to somebody, we're going to sell you the rights to that square of air. It's not actually going to move to you. But if you buy that, then you can continue to operate your factory. That cost gets passed on to you just like everything else is happening right now because of the price of gas. If you want to see something on steroids, wait till they come up with cap and trade. So, anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, the scam of socialism has always been a wealth transfer to the rich. And this latest bailout proves this. But it makes you wonder, why do certain rich people advocate socialism? And you should think about that for a second. If you listen to any of the propaganda from the collectivist left, the one thing that will come through clearly is a complete hatred of the rich. It starts with the infamous tax the rich dress, worn by AOC, and degrades from there. So why would any rich person in his right mind advocate socialism, communism, fascism, and statism? And at best, it would mean that his wealth would supposedly be redistributed, and at the worst, he would be thrown into a concentration camp, into a gulag, or up against a wall. Why would any rich person advocate collectivism when that is supposed to happen? Now, certain very wealthy people are on board with the Great Reset. Before anyone trots out the tired song and dance, they are fascists. Collectivists all have the same commonalities, and fascism is socialism with a capitalist veneer. So, the question then becomes, why do certain socialists become rich? And this is the companion to our first question, and the answer satisfies both inquiries because it reveals a stark truth that ruling class collectivists are desperate to keep hidden. We're making the distinction between the ruling class and the rank and file for a reason. And as is always the case, when you want to know what is going on, you must start with the basics and build from there. And the dirty little secret is that activists of the anti-liberty left have defined words to be vague, but positive sounding. Now, the Merriam-Webster definition of socialism: number one, any of the various economic and political theories advocating collective or governmental ownership and administration of the means of production and distribution of goods. Number two, a system of society or group living in which there is no private property. B, a system or condition or of society in which the means of production are owned and controlled by the state. Or three, a stage of society in Marxist theory transitional between capitalism and communism and distinguished by unequal distribution of goods and pay according to work done. That is a rather vague description. On the other hand, one of the best real-world descriptions of the left socialist national agenda is best laid out this way. Socialism is the concentration of power into the hands of the government elite to achieve the following purposes: central planning of the economy and the radical redistribution of wealth. Now, we use the term ruling class because there's nothing elite about these robber barons. There's no free choice in that system that's ultimately built on the cruel use of force. The point here is to cut through the BS to the heart of the matter. Authoritarianism is a hallmark of collectivist regimes. No matter what new name they bolt onto the same old slavery, communism, fascism, Maoism, Leninism, or leftism. It's always an ism. This means that the ruling class can do whatever they want. They can lock people up for protesting or not, depending on who they are. They can raid your house over accusations of how they stored papers, and they can take over people's money and redistribute it to themselves. Now we know, despite the pretense of democratic socialism and the usual liberty denial leftist gaslighting on the subject, power is always concentrated in the hands of a collectivist ruling class. The corollary to this is that a nation's wealth is also concentrated or redistributed to this ruling class. You only need to look at the result of the egalitarianism in the old Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, Cuba, Venezuela, etc. The ruling class in these collectivist countries ended up rich, and the rank and file, like the proles of the George Orwell's 1984, exist only at a subsistence level. Anti-liberty leftists can lie all they want about how collectivist countries are supposed to be worker paradises, but the stark reality of history indicates that that's a total lie. And this is why they need secret police forces like the Cheka, the Gestapo, the CDR, Sabin, the Stasi, and the FBI to keep people in line when the promises aren't forthcoming. And the best shorthand description of socialism is the buying of votes with other people's money cruelly taken by force. But make no mistake, vote buying isn't the same thing as wealth redistribution. Anti-liberty leftists care only about getting into power and figuring out how to stay there by hook or by crook. This is why Biden's blatant transferring of the financial burden voluntarily incurred by the rich and forcing that on the rank and file is a perfect illustration of the scam of socialism. Meanwhile, its purveyors can feel all virtuous about themselves because they bought into the lies. Indeed. One more thing before we flip into the next hour. Nowadays, during what historians likely call Obama's third term, Joe, Scamala, and the rest of the White House commissars have targeted every link of the firearm chain. From the manufacturers who produce them, to the credit card processors who make the transactions, to the carriers who ship the guns to the dealers, and they've even targeted the gun dealers. Now, unless you're listening to this, unless you're a regular listener to this, or some of the any of the other things that are out there, and you'd be surprised how few there are, few outside of you are aware of these assaults on the constitutionally protected freedom because the media doesn't cover it. They pay scant attention to the Second Amendment of gun rights, and when they do, their stories are so inaccurate and biased that they're unreadable. Thousands of reporters and editors make up the legacy media backed by multi-million dollar corporations, hedge fund owners, and high dollar advertisers. And here's the thing. In some circles, when I've approached, when I was coming up through the ranks and when I was doing the radio show that I'm doing now, I would go to people and say, well, it's a five-day-a-week show primarily focusing on the Second Amendment and how things affect the Second Amendment. And I was told by everybody, that's a weekend-only show. And there are weekend listeners of talk radio, without a doubt. There just aren't as many as are listening on the weekday. So, even within my industry, they did not think that the freedom of gun ownership was worthy of pointing things out on a five-day-a-week, until I found Genesis, of course. Genesis was out there saying, oh, you want to do that 5 days a week? Okay, fine, we don't care. Come on and do it. And I have, and I did, and I do to this day. But right now, if you were to look out there at the quote-unquote gun media, and I'm talking about bloggers, I'm talking about people that might have a podcast or a radio show or anything, there's less than 100 doing this right now. Most of the people that are actually in the quote-unquote gun media don't do it professionally because they can't afford to. And this needs to change. And we need more people, more qualified people. There's a lot of things you could do to, I mean, you could start out part-time if you wanted to. You could do a podcast. You can look at public records. You can write a story. Don't get out there and copy a story. Write a story. Ask, you know, put some critical thinking involved. Get it all in that and start going out there. Become aware of what libel law is. Okay? Become aware of that. Look at what you're saying and what you do. And if you're putting on paper, edit it. Everybody needs an editor. And once you, if you start this, put it on multiple platforms. And look at the responses. And do the follow-ups. And do all the other stuff. Do a little investigative reporting. All of that is vitally important to the right and to the awareness of the right. You know, I do what I can here, as much as I can here. And sometimes I feel like I get it done, and sometimes I feel like I missed some stuff. It'd be nice to have some more people in this particular little field. Coming up next is Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pounty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.